This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, an Orlando church adopts a ministry to celebrate birthdays for underprivileged children. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Patricia Morris was part of a small group in her Texas church in 2009 when they started discussing how they could serve their community better. The group suggested helping the homeless shelters in the area by giving them supplies for kids to have a birthday party. That small suggestion caused Morris to have a flashback to her own childhood birthday parties and how special they made her feel. Even though her parents were divorced and her father lived in another city, Patricia's birthday was a big deal and brought the family back together. Morris said that she felt loved, celebrated, and seen. And in that moment, Morris explained, "God just impressed in my heart. That is how I want these kids that are in these hopeless situations to feel. That they are seen, that they are loved, that I celebrate them, and that I have plans for their lives." So that passion got burned in me, and I contacted the homeless shelter, she said. They responded, "Yes, we would love for you to throw birthday parties for our kids." And that's really how Birthday Blessing got started. Since the inception of Birthday Blessing, the ministry has hosted over 1,000 parties for underprivileged children, demonstrating that their lives really do matter to the local church that helped sponsor their party, and especially to Jesus. Morris vividly remembers her very first Birthday Blessing party for a boy named Mason, who was living in the homeless shelter. He was ecstatic that he was going to have a party with his friends at Peter Piper Pizza, an exciting place for kids to have their parties nearby. Morris is purposeful to communicate that Jesus loves you, he celebrates you, and he wants you to have an awesome birthday party. So on all the presents, the tags say that they are from Jesus, making sure that the kids know who is really throwing their party. As Mason opened up his last gift at the first Birthday Blessing party, he spontaneously threw up his hands and said, "Thank you, God." The emotional Morris reminisced that she knew that this party was connecting Mason to Jesus. The gospel is presented to the families and friends of the Kid of Honor, and they are invited to church as well. Morris explained that Mason's family went from homeless to homeowners and even went on to celebrating other kids as well. The Ministry of Birthday Blessing has been featured on local news and even nationally to Good Morning America. In 2010, Birthday Blessing started internationally in Brazil. Morris has since moved to Orlando, Florida, and is believing for churches to latch on to the vision of celebrating that Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. On Sunday, October 17th, her new home church, Nations Church Orlando, officially adopted and publicly celebrated this ministry. Morris said that, "I got to share with Pastor Daniel Calenda and the rest of the leadership at Nations Church about this ministry that the Lord has given me, and they loved it. They caught the vision and they embraced it. They said, 'We want this inside our church. We want to adopt Birthday Blessing as an outreach ministry so that we can share the extravagant love of Jesus with all the children of Orlando, Florida.'" Morris has a vision to see 1 million children blessed and have churches all around the world connect with this model of celebrating underprivileged children, being a light to their families, and seeing a generation changed through the greatest birthday gift of all, Jesus Christ. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.